that can see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Fear. It's the mind killer. Control through fear. Same old motherfucking story. Over and again. And yet, people still succumb to it. Time in, time out. They don't even necessarily have to do anything to you except manipulate you to beg them to protect you from what they've conditioned you to be afraid of. Hysteria and panic is gripping the global consciousness. If you're even remotely sensitive, you can feel it in the air. Things are unraveling at an accelerated pace. The global economic system is in a free fall, and it is going to come down. Virus or no virus, this was in the cards for a long time. Small businesses are going under systematically, as they have been since the recession of 2008, which we never fully recovered from. Now, they will be destroyed in droves. Regarding the virus, whether it's a natural strain, a man-made bioweapon, or a hoax, the globalist consortium will take full advantage of this crisis, real or manufactured, to usher in a more restrictive system of control, which will bring a transfer of wealth into the hands of the very few, institute a cashless digital financial system, bring the means of production into a corporate conglomerate network, and dismantle freedom on a massive scale. There's rumblings of the inception of mandatory vaccinations, but through coordinated social engineering and panic, people will rush to Big Daddy State to get their injections. And the ones that just blindly trust whichever authority they've given their minds away to will not for a moment even question what's in those shots. They'd love to have a microchipped population as well. By now, haven't we learned to take what any alleged authority says with great suspicion, to question whatever it is we are being manipulated to believe? Well, apparently not for the vast majority, because people have been so comprehensively indoctrinated for their entire lives, they have lost the ability to think critically, to question, to reason, to use discernment, and to harness the inner knowingness of intuition. The spell has been weaved around the consciousness, and the minds of the average NPC golems are absolutely imprisoned within the simulacrum, the false reality. People still trust the media to bring them the truth when its sole purpose is to deceive, influence public opinion, and inject the mind with fear and propaganda. How massively effective it has been. People still deceive themselves into believing that the medical cartel, in bed with the pharmaceutical industry, is about keeping people healthy and not about generating massive profits. It's always profits before people in this system. They create customers, not cures. People think the CDC is there to inform them when it is an organization owned by three private corporations with intimate connections to the pharmaceutical Leviathan. Well, there's an agency you can trust. The real virus is fear. Corona means crown, as in head, as in mind virus. The real virus that infects the masses is a parasite on consciousness. It's a cognitive contagion, a perceptual infection. The entire world is going into lockdown. When this all blows over, and it eventually will, a new, far more restrictive system will have emerged, with power consolidated even further into the hands of the very few. The 5G surveillance system will be erected, and the social credit system will be put into place. It's already here. And if this is an actual real pandemic, the globalist consortium will certainly not let the crisis go to waste. The model for the brave new world is the Chinese system of totalitarian communism, overshadowing a completely monitored and tracked society under a dictatorial regime where freedom will become a distant memory. If you don't think we are there already, then you are asleep. This agenda has been unfolding for a long time, but it has really revved up as of late, and now complete tyranny stands at our doorstep. Tyranny and evil has run amok in this world for far too long. We accept it, we allow it, and we give rise to it because we have never learned to deal with the most vicious tyrant of all, the one that exists within our own minds. Liberation of the heart, mind, and spirit is born of the reconciliation of the inner divide, the reunion of the shattered remnants of self as they come together to give birth to the self-realized, self-actualized, and self-created human being. The only way to be truly free in this blood-splattered madhouse is to divorce one's mind from everything that insults the intelligence, the heart, and the spirit, to stop mistaking insanity for normalcy. The manipulated fear that has been conditioned into the mass consciousness must be done away with. What will it take to shake the slumber from your eyes and the chains from your heart? When will you finally step into the realization that you have been had? Will you ever tear down your manufactured cognitive fortresses and for once stand in the light of sovereignty and self-ownership? Sadly, no, the vast majority will not. They will sleepwalk to the very edge of the abyss and continue to murder one another as they fall over the edge into oblivion. Just for a moment, can you lift your consciousness out of the distractions for long enough to see what is plainly right in front of you? Is it even remotely possible for you to put down your fucking smartphones, take a step back from the simulacrum, and enter into an observational mode of consciousness to see that the seeds of fear have been sown and have taken root within your very mind, your heart, your poisoned worldview, and your adopted perspective? Are your thoughts, beliefs, and opinions even your own? The most insidious and destructive form of tyranny is the denial of what you truly are. When billions of people do that collectively, the world becomes a sewer, and psychopaths will happily remote control you straight over the edge of the abyss into your own oblivion. In this world, in this planetary mental institution, freedom must be guarded, revered, and fought for with vigilance, and this begins on the inner landscape of existence. The roller coaster has reached the top of the hill, and the ride is about to get bumpy. Hold on tight. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. Fear is the virus. Fear is the mind killer, and now it has been injected into the global consciousness as panic grips the entire planet. Is it time yet to start paying attention? I would suggest that it is. Walk in peace.